Welcome to your daily devotional, July 18th. No doubt you are the people. Job chapter 12 and verse 2. Job chapter 12 verses 1 through 3 reads, "Then Job answered and said, No doubt you are the people, and wisdom will die with you. But I have understanding as well as you. I am not inferior to you. Indeed, who does not know such things as these?" Job had lost his property, his children, and his health, through no fault of his own. His three friends came to visit him, but instead of compassion, Job received theology lessons. Job's friends were of the opinion that some great sin within Job was the root cause of all his calamity. They were of the same mind of certain prosperity preachers of today, that health and wealth was the lot of all true believers in God. They're ignorant of the fact that the Lord may remove either or both of these at a moment's notice to try and test the faith of his servants. Job's friends thought they had all the answers. They thought more of themselves than they ought. 2,000 years later, Paul writes, "For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think." There are know-it-alls in worldly circles, and there are know-it-alls who travel in Christian circles as well. It's good to have a lot of Bible and doctrinal knowledge, but let us never think that we have cornered the market on wisdom. Let us further apply to our dealings with folks who are undergoing a time of great suffering and trial. A listening ear and few words are far preferable to extended discourses of what we know. Our analyses of tribulations of others will likely only bring more frustrations and cause offense. A friend or loved one will feel isolated, and they will say, "No doubt you are the people, and wisdom will die with you. But I have understanding as well as you. I am not inferior to you. Indeed, who does not know such things as these?" So let us learn grace in speech and attitude towards others in their hour of trial. Would we not desire the same for ourselves in our own struggles?